Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. It is great to have you with us from wherever you are listening, whether it's local or around the globe. It's great to have you here, and our show tonight's very exciting. We're going to be talking about marketing business. We're going to be talking about lifestyle in Boca Raton, Florida, and exciting guests of WeBocaTV.com, the newest digital broadcast network, and we're just so excited that you're joining us. We're going to kick off our show this evening. I've got a very special guest who happens to be the owner of an Arthur Murray dance studio franchise. She has been all over the world teaching dance. She's just absolutely spectacular. And her Arthur Murray dance location in Boca Raton, Florida, right on Federal Highway, celebrated a year anniversary in that spot. So congratulations and welcome to the show, Bethany Mollo.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you so much for having us.
You know, your energy is so amazing. Share with our audience a little bit about your background in dance, because you've got some background to share.
Absolutely. I have been with Arthur Murray Dance Studio since 2007 in London, out in Europe. I was working for them, helping them run studios. I was helping manage two studios, actually, two Arthur Murray studios in central London. From there, I moved down to southern Italy, where I was working on my own dancing. I was professionally competing in Latin dancing with my partner down there, and I was traveling as a travel consultant with Arthur Murray, helping them open new studios all throughout Europe and the Middle East, from Jordan to Istanbul, Monaco, all throughout. And so I've been with the company for quite some time, and we're so excited to have opened here in Boca Raton last year.
So tell us a little bit about why you picked Boca and what makes this area so exciting for you.
Well, Boca Raton is a great area with a community that loves dancing. And, you know, it surprised me as I was looking at the different areas when we were hoping to move from Europe here to the States with my husband. And when we were looking at Boca Raton, we noticed that the community, one, loves to have fun, which I think is fantastic. and dancing brings so much happiness and joy into people's lives. And we thought this would be a perfect place to open.
Wow. So tell me a little bit. I know that you have a variety of things that you offer with Arthur Murray. So tell me a little bit, about what's involved there and the kind of different levels of dance that you offer.
Sure. Here in the studio with Arthur Murray Dance Studios, we have been world leaders in teaching ballroom and Latin dancing since 1912. So pretty much everything you see on Dancing with the Stars is what we do. We do teach all ages and levels. We specialize in wedding dances and corporate events. We also hold fundraisers throughout the year to support the local community as well.
I love it.
What we
That's
do
exciting.
Is we have,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We do use a medal system where we have bronze, silver, and gold levels for our students who wish to learn in a more serious manner. And we also have systems for those who just want to come in and have some fun. So we do have something for everybody here in the studio.
I love that. And is there any typical type of pattern that people take in taking their dance lessons? Do they start with learning a variety, or they just zone in on one particular thing? What do you find?
Absolutely. Well, we do find that everyone is different. So we tailor make programs to our students. Everything is personalized. We offer private lessons, group classes, and practice parties. So we do try to have something for everyone. However, if you want to kind of talk about the average student, most will come in and they will start learning 3 to 4 dances in the beginning. And as they progress with the dances, they do end up learning up to 18 dances. And the idea is for someone to not become good at only salsa, but to be able to go out and no matter what music is playing, to have the confidence to get up and start dancing.
Oh, I love it. And I guess I was surprised. I mean, in a lot of cases, the men really have to put some more energy into the learning of all these dances because they have to lead their partner, right? So they've got their work cut out for them.
Yes, the poor men, they certainly do. They have to know their steps and the women's steps and be able to concentrate on what's happening all around the room to be able to comfortably guide a woman around a dance floor looking elegant and having fun. So they definitely do.
I know.
Have a little bit more
I was so excited attending your first anniversary party that was last night right at the dance studio. And for those of you just tuning in, I'm having a conversation and sharing with you a little bit about the Arthur Murray Dance Studio right here in Boca Raton, Florida. I mean, they're right on Federal Highway, 7531 North Federal Highway. Amazing. And they were celebrating their first year anniversary, and everyone was all so elegant. The men were all dressed up. The women were in all their cocktail attire. And they were learning different dance steps. They were watching other people do performances. And it's just amazing when you got into the arms of one of the gentlemen and you weren't quite sure on the dance steps. They were just like, just let me lead you and it'll all be okay. And it was like you were able to feel like a princess because they had really learned from you and they were confident and, you know, I was happy in their arms. So you're doing a great job. And I'm going to definitely only send the ladies there, but I'm going to send the guys there so that they can also just continue to learn, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. The more the merrier. And for the gentlemen who are listening, the ladies do love to be led around the dance floor. So it is absolutely something that everyone should learn. It is a great skill to have.
Super. Now, coming up, you're going to be on location and part of WeBocaTV.com's signature program, Good Morning Boca. And that's going to be shot coming up on location, American Heritage School. And so we're excited that you're going to be, you know, part of that program. And WeBocaTV.com airs live, whether it's on your phone that you tune in, or somebody watches on a smart TV or a tablet or their laptop. You know, they can tune in to WeBocaTV.com anytime, 24/7, live, and then also on demand. So I wanted to commend you for being part of that program, and I really look forward to you working with the audience and the award-winning students at that school and sharing with them some of your moves.
Thank you, Lori. We're so excited. And Good Morning Boca is such a great asset to the community. So we were so thrilled to have been invited onto the show.
Awesome. Well, we will definitely look forward. I know you've got to teach classes this evening, so
yes.
You know, I don't want to take up your whole evening, but I did want to thank you for tuning into the live broadcast, and I look forward to seeing you on location. That's Bethany Mallo, the Arthur Murray Dance Studio, and you can follow the link here and the phone number and go and get some dance lessons. I'll see you in the studio and Dancing with the Stars. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. We'll see you soon.
All right. This is so cool. We have had such a great time. Let me share with you, WeBocaTV.com launched on January 2nd, and the launch party was so much fun. Actually, watching the first episode of the program, we were live on location at Bruce's of Great Neck. Bruce's of Great Neck, if you have not been, is in West Boca, and Bruce is the baker to the stars. He comes from, again, you know, Great Neck. We're talking New York. And if you look at the roster of the type of people he's done baking for, I mean, absolutely stellar and exciting. And so when Bruce had his place opening here in West Boca, I mean, those people that followed him from knowing his business, you know, going back so many years in Great Neck, New York, I mean, everybody comes in there. He probably has 25,000 people come every month to Bruce's of Great Neck. And the TVs are right there up on the wall. And watching the Good Morning Boca, it was absolutely spectacular and fun. We're seeing people who are, you know, they're eating and they're looking up and they're watching the television monitor. And what an amazing, exciting experience to see the debut of WeBocaTV.com and Good Morning Boca. Now, Good Morning Boca is, you know, part of the network WeBocaTV.com. And it is a digital broadcast network. The founders of the network, Danielle Silverman and Jordan Aloof, innovators, they are and have been people who are really bringing the next level of broadcasting to the marketplace and being based here in South Florida for 27 years. And Danielle, having been in network television and responsible for hundreds and hundreds of television programs having been launched, they had the vision of understanding what was happening here in the world of broadcasting. And they said, we have got to really make Boca Raton, you know, a place that we can showcase. It's people come here. There's about 200,000 residences of Boca Raton on a full-time annual basis year-round, but about over 3 million people come to Boca Raton every year. And what's beautiful, of course, we're here in South Florida, so we've got that amazing Florida weather. And our winter seasons, of course, do have more residences coming through here and living here at that time of the year. We have premier shopping. Boca Raton Town Center Mall has got so many of the retail department stores and individual retail luxury stores that are the brand names that you know from around, you know, the entire globe. We were on location for the first four programs at Neiman Marcus, and of course that's the name everyone does know, Neiman Marcus. Other major department stores in that mall are part of this and participating, and so we're just super happy that Boca Raton is the location of WeBocaTV.com and Good Morning Boca. I was so excited to have one of the two hosts of Good Morning Boca already as a guest on our Success at Bees program, and we are featuring the guests of Good Morning Boca on our program. We will have some more of the guests coming on this evening so we can share with you a little bit more, and so I'll be bringing them on in a few moments. But as far as hosts go, we have Kelly Gannon, and she's been with us earlier this week. Kelly has got so much background in the broadcasting as well as the consulting industry, and she's just got an amazing presence, beautiful, looked good in all of the clothing that she could possibly try on at Neiman Marcus, and she shares this amazing energy with her co-host. Her co-host is Chris Cruz, and Chris Cruz is an on-air personality for iHeart Media and Y100, which is a top station, you know, here, a music station here in South Florida. And so Chris brings not only the millennial energy and the good looks and the enthusiasm and the personality, he brings his experience in being part of the music and entertainment industry here in South Florida and interviewing so many people that have talent and famous people. And so he is very comfortable not only, in verbally, but on the air. And when you put Kelly and Chris together, you bring this amazing dynamic energy to the Good Morning Boca and all of the things that you're going to see there. What's also exciting about Good Morning Boca is that the program has a lot of very interesting, segments. And in each and every episode of Good Morning Boca, which airs live, the new episodes air each week. There's a brand new episode. And in each episode, there are different segments featured. And the segments are extremely diverse and representative of business and living right here in South Florida. Whether it's from the medical community, whether we are looking at plastic surgery, whether we are looking at overall issues that the population deals with, whether we are looking at the dental or the medical, it could be orthodontics. We've had people like Tendler Orthodontics come on the program. We've had Dr. Scott Farber, who is in the plastic surgery field. And we're in a place where people, we don't have to dig out of the snow or ice, like other people that are in the colder climate. So we're not wrapping up and bundling up the way people do in many other parts of the world. And with that being said, being able to be seen, there is a focus and an element which is really very evident here in South Florida of people wanting to look good and people wanting to feel good. And we can participate in the outdoor activities on a year-round basis, where not that many places around the world can really say that they share that same type of environment that we have here in South Florida. So the activities that many of our South Florida Boca Raton residents participate in are also extremely diverse, whether it's the water activities, everything from the scuba diving to the boating to the physical swimming and water exercises, the beachfront, getting up. We have so many people that they just get up at sunrise or before sunrise, and they will take a walk along the beach. We have many people that here in South Florida that a popular activity is to go to the beach and not only catch the sunrise. We have many people that are photographing the sunrise or the sunset on the beach. You'll find physical fitness and exercise classes right on many of the beaches here in Boca. People that come out to the beachfronts to do yoga, people that come out there to do the physical type of a sports where you see them tugging on the tug ropes and the competitive sports, the physical boot camp type of activities that people will do. There are folks that like to do the running. There are folks that like to walk. There are folks that enjoy the paddle boarding and the water type of sports. There are folks that want to surf or at least try to surf. We don't have the waves that they've got in Hawaii, but there are people who that's what they like to do. Snorkeling, there are folks that want to do scuba diving, and so many of the water sports are very popular here. We're a big community for tennis, and we're a tremendous community for golf. We're a community for horseback riding here in South Florida. So all of the different aspects of the physical fitness. In fact, when it even comes to physical fitness and wellness, and we talked about the Boca Town Center Mall, we have a lot of folks that will go right into the mall, and it's very common that they walk the mall, and that's part of their daily activities. And you'll see people waving to each other as they are working their way and walking through the mall. So the physical aspects, a lot of the gyms that we have here, not only do people do their yoga right out on the beach, but they do yoga in the studios, as well as they do the traditional yoga, but there are also many Boca Raton yoga studios that specialize in what's called hot yoga. And hot yoga is, I think it's sort of like being in a sauna for 90 minutes. It is just an intense, powerful workout where you're literally, the blood is circulating and you are dripping with sweat, and it just is just amazing. And if you have not tried hot yoga, I absolutely encourage you to do hot yoga. We are going to bring on to our program another one of our guests who has been on Good Morning Boca. So let's say hello. Hi, it's Lori, and we've got you on the air. How are you this evening?
Hi, very good, Lori. How are you?
Good. So Lindsay is with us here. And would you share a little bit, Lindsay, about your background?
Certainly. I am a personal trainer, and I'm also a nutritional therapist. I moved here about 12 years ago. And since then, I've been working as such with professional athletes and junior athletes and the general population in Boca and the surrounding area. It's been a wonderful, amazing experience for myself.
So what is your inspiration? What is your inspiration and your motivation that connects you with this work?
Actually, it's a very interesting personal question. I grew up with a heart condition my entire life, and I had to have that fixed when I was 29 years old. I had moments, more than not, where I was rushed to the hospital with him not knowing what was wrong with me from birth on, actually. And I became acutely aware of everything that I put in my body that made a difference in my heart and in the way I felt, because I was so afraid that something was going to happen to me.
And from there, quite honestly, it came out of something so negative and it became something so positive. I'm so acutely aware when I eat something that's poor for my body for any reason whatsoever, and I feel the difference. And I know how to make myself feel phenomenal, and I know how myself make myself feel terrible, if you will. And it became an obsession of mine in a good way to make sure that I stayed healthy because I was so acutely aware. And the way I was able to make myself feel, I want to share with everybody else.
Wow, I am so glad that you shared that story because I didn't know. I mean, if you've not met Lindsay Martinez, she is just absolutely beautiful. She's in amazing shape. And you're a mom too, right?
Yes, I have 3 children.
So, again, we don't have the visual here, but to be in the shape that Lindsay is in and the way she is and having the 3 children, she's just the role model. And her energy, she sparkles. If you see her, she's just sparkling with that beautiful energy and excitement and enthusiasm. And you just want to have what she has. You just are attracted to Lindsay. And I know that in the last couple of years, you have stepped into the spotlight. And when I say spotlight is you've basically put yourself out there and getting involved in the media and the online media and being able to share more with the world of what you offer and what you're doing. And talk a little bit about that and what you are doing.
Yes, actually, I had a plan about 18 or 20 months ago with regards to how I want to disseminate the information that I'm learning and educating myself with to people that actually cannot afford a personal trainer or a nutritionist, or for people that actually just don't have the time, so that I can give back to the world. And I feel very grateful in my life, so I feel that's something that I drive happiness from, giving back for no reason at all. I'm sure everyone feels the same way. So what I ended up doing is I made a plan. I was going to start it on Facebook first, where I was going to show people how to, you know, to the mostly the women on places that really bother them and they don't have time to fix, so they can do it on their own, just some general exercises, and then general nutrition, because what I became aware of is the more educated I became, the more I understood that people really don't know. If they're not concerned about their health, they don't know the damage they're doing, and they don't know how easy it is to stop the damage they're doing and to have a really nice, beautifully, ridiculously alive-feeling life. And it's really simple. It's not that hard. It doesn't take you to be a major crazy person with all of this. So what I ended up doing is I said, okay, I put together a business plan, and I decided I'm going to start off on Facebook. And my end goal was to have a TV show and a newspaper where nobody pays me to come on. I actually disseminate their information. It's not an advertisement for everybody. What it is general information from our community and the population that's into helping people, just some information these people can do at home, things that they can do on their own. They don't have to buy this or buy that. And that was my end result. And what ended up happening, or my end destination, my final long-term goal, I ended up going backwards. I got the TV show first. And that was 20 months ago, and I'm now up to over 100,000 viewers. And it has been so wonderful to have someone come up to me and say, Lindsay, you know what, I did this and it changed my life, or I did this and this helped me. That is the best feeling I think anyone on the planet could have, is to help anybody else.
Wow. And talk to me about do your children, you know, go out and they share with other kids, you know, the message at home? Are they at that level yet where they, and I don't know the age of the kids, so, you know, so it's kind of hard for me to, you know, to ask that, but are they yet, you know, sharing your message with their other friends yet and being the little role models, or are they too young?
Well, no, actually, they're not young. I have a 19-year-old who is in Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin. He's a wrestler, and he is also a personal trainer. And he has that degree, or certificate, rather. He's in kinesiology, so that he can help the entire team. And they go to him, and he did so in high school. They go to him and how to cut weight properly so that you don't compromise your nutrition, how to make sure you're not too dehydrated, and he leads the workouts. He's doing phenomenal and just, you know, again, gaining that love for life by giving. You know, it's just the best thing you can teach your kids in my eyes. And then the middle one, who has actually a form of autism, who's at a school called Dreyfus in West Palm Beach, and she's just an incredible artist. and she picks the flies out of the pool before she swims to make sure everyone's in, and the bugs, to make sure everyone's still alive. So I need not explain her personality any more than that. She's beautiful. And then I have a little one who happens to be a full-time gymnast, and that was my sport. She's a full-time gymnast and a part-time student. And, again, I don't know where her character is going to lead because she's only 15. She's very giving and beautiful, but, you know, they're still in that egocentric phase where she's, you know, gymnastics, me. So for me, I haven't seen where that, but I can imagine she's going to go the same way. You can only lead by example, and hopefully they'll follow.
So when you say that she's a full-time gymnast, is it the goal that she's in the Olympics, or is she already in that pathway of the competitive level? What is that?
Yes, she is no Olympics. I doubt that. Anything is a possibility, right? However, she just started about 3 years ago, and she went from level 4 to level 8 in just under 2.5 years, which is wonderful. And she is passionate and devoted as she can. If she never gets past this level, I am 100% okay with it, because the character and the strength mentally that she is getting from this disciplinary sport will last her lifetime, far beyond a cartwheel.
Oh, I love that. So you have been a guest, and you are the lifestyle and fitness expert for WeBocaTV.com. And I first met you in connection to Good Morning Boca, and you were there at, you know, the very beginning and part of the, of course, all these launch episodes. Share with me a little bit about what it's like for you being connected to WeBocaTV.com and Good Morning Boca.
Well, like I said when we opened up the conversation, for me, moving here, I moved into a family. I really feel like I moved into a giant, enormous family. The welcome I've had here in the past 12 years is the only other place I've ever felt like home from the get-go. And I feel that everybody in this community has been so wonderful, but not just to me. I think it's just a wonderful, amazing, happy place. I tell everybody from home, I'm Canadian, I feel like every day I wake up that I'm so grateful, it almost makes me cry, especially when I go over the Key Biscayne Bridge and I see just the view. But every day that I wake up, I feel like I'm so grateful to be doing what I'm doing and to be living where I'm living. So when I was a part of this, and hopefully a part of this forever as long as it stays together, for me, I feel like we have a chance to give back to the community, and more than that, we have a chance to pull this community together to show everybody how amazing everybody in this community is. I mean, we have people that are in the fitness field alone. These people want to be there. Money is secondary, and I think that's true about a lot of the things that people are doing in this town. And you, when you go walk into their stores or you walk into their gyms and you or their restaurants, these people, they want to do what they're doing. That is such a different way of life, and it's such an amazing opportunity for everybody to show the world what Boca is about. You know, I know there's a lot of affluence here, but there's affluence for a good reason, because these people are good, and they love what they're doing for the most part, and that's what I truly feel. So I think it's, for me to be a part of this is beyond an honor, beyond an honor.
I love it, and you said it so well. And for those of you just tuning in, you can go and you can connect with WeBocaTV.com, whether you are tuning in on your mobile device, your tablet, your smart television, your smart TV, or a laptop. You can tune in 24/7 to WeBocaTV.com, positive programming. Good Morning Boca is the signature program for the network, and coming up, there'll be many more programs launching next week. Is Behind the Gates, which is a look at the luxury real estate here in Boca and Delray Beach, brought to you by Douglas Elliman, you know, a luxury real estate company, as well as programs coming online for Boca Gives Back, for the charities and the nonprofits. So I want everyone here to connect with us on, you know, all the social media. And Lindsay, how do they connect with you on social media? Give them your site.
Yes, they can go to Happy Healthy Stronger on Facebook, and they can get me on Messenger. Any questions you have, I'm here for anybody who needs anything.
Awesome. And I'll put that in there, Happy, Healthy, Stronger. And for We Boca TV, Facebook, We Boca TV, Facebook, Twitter, We Boca TV, and, of course, to find me, Twitter, at Successipes. I do want you to come back and share with us more about what you're doing and bring us some health and fitness tips, if you would, for this year. We would absolutely love that.
I have some zero willpower motivational tips to give you guys that will help you create a wonderful lifestyle, and I would love to come and help at any point.
Okay. Well, in any last word that you would like to give us on health and fitness before we go in our last few seconds?
Absolutely. You know, there's a difference between living your life and being alive, and we all can make that choice. And the choice is really simple. It's simple things that you can do that hopefully you and I will get into next time we have a conversation that tweak your life.
I love it.
That you feel ridiculously alive, not just being there. There's so much more to this
okay.
life.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lindsay Martinez, and look forward to you soon. And more from WeBocaTV.com and Good Morning Boca. Goodbye for now, folks. Thank you.